Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in to today's revision session. Whether you're cramming the night before your exam or building your understanding week by week, you're in exactly the right place. Today, we're diving into one of the most important topics in GCSE business studies: influences on business. This topic asks you to think about the big forces outside a business that shape how it operates, what decisions it makes, and how it adapts to survive and grow. We're going to cover four key areas: ethical considerations, environmental considerations, the economic climate, and globalization. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain each one clearly, apply them to real business contexts, and crucially, pick up marks in the exam. Let's get started. Let's begin with ethical considerations. Ethics in business is all about doing what is morally right, even when it might cost more money or be less convenient. Examiners want you to understand three main areas where ethics matter. First, the treatment of workers. Ethical businesses pay fair wages, provide safe working conditions, and avoid exploiting staff. Think about companies that have faced criticism for using sweatshop labor in developing countries. That's an example of unethical treatment of workers. On the flip side, businesses like the John Lewis Partnership are often cited as ethical employers because of their profit-sharing model with staff. Second, the treatment of suppliers and customers. Ethical businesses pay suppliers fairly and on time, and they don't mislead customers through false advertising. The fair trade movement is a brilliant example here. Businesses that carry the fair trade mark commit to paying farmers in developing countries a fair price for their goods. Third, marketing decisions. Ethical marketing means being honest about products, not targeting vulnerable groups, and avoiding harmful stereotypes. The Advertising Standards Authority in the UK regulates this, and businesses that breach ethical marketing standards can face serious reputational damage. Now, why does this matter for the exam? Because examiners will often give you a scenario and ask you to evaluate whether a business is acting ethically or to assess the impact of an ethical decision on the business. Always think about both sides. Acting ethically can increase costs, but it can also build brand loyalty and attract customers who share those values. Moving on to environmental considerations. Businesses have a significant impact on the natural world, and increasingly, they are expected and legally required to manage that impact responsibly. There are four key areas here. Sustainability means using resources in a way that doesn't deplete them for future generations. Businesses might use renewable energy, reduce packaging, or source materials from sustainable suppliers. IKEA, for example, has committed to using only renewable and recycled materials in its products by 2030. Waste disposal is another key issue. Businesses must dispose of waste legally and responsibly. Illegal dumping of waste can result in heavy fines and reputational damage. Pollution, whether air, water, or noise pollution, is a major concern, especially for manufacturing businesses. The UK government and the Environment Agency set strict limits on pollution, and businesses that exceed these limits face penalties. Finally, climate change. Businesses are increasingly expected to reduce their carbon footprint, the total amount of greenhouse gases they produce. Many large businesses now publish annual sustainability reports showing their progress towards net zero targets. For the exam, remember that environmental responsibility can be both a cost and an opportunity. Yes, it costs money to install solar panels or redesign packaging, but it can also save money in the long run, attract environmentally conscious consumers, and help businesses comply with legislation. Now let's talk about the economic climate. This is about how the overall state of the economy affects businesses. The two main factors examiners focus on are consumer income and unemployment. When the economy is doing well, what economists call a boom or period of growth, people have more money to spend, unemployment is low, and businesses tend to thrive. They can charge higher prices, invest in expansion, and take on more staff. But when the economy enters a recession, a period of negative growth, consumer income falls, unemployment rises, and people cut back on spending. This is particularly damaging for businesses selling luxury or non-essential goods. During the 2008 financial crisis, for example, many retailers and construction firms saw sales collapse as consumers tightened their belts. Businesses respond to a difficult economic climate in several ways. They might cut costs by reducing staff or finding cheaper suppliers. They might lower prices to attract budget-conscious shoppers. Or they might diversify, offering cheaper product ranges alongside their premium ones. Tesco, for instance, expanded its value range significantly during the 2008 recession. For the exam, if a question asks you to analyze the impact of the economic climate, always try to use specific examples and think about both the short-term and long-term effects on the business. Finally, let's look at globalization. Globalization refers to the process by which businesses, economies, and cultures around the world become increasingly interconnected. Thanks to advances in technology, transport, and communication, it has never been easier for businesses to operate across national borders. There are several key aspects of globalization you need to know. Multinational companies, or MNCs, are businesses that operate in more than one country. Apple, Nike, McDonald's, and Toyota are all examples. MNCs can produce goods where labor and materials are cheapest, then sell them in wealthy markets where consumers can afford to pay more. Globalization also affects business location decisions. A UK manufacturer might choose to relocate production to Vietnam or Bangladesh, where wages are lower, reducing costs significantly. This is called offshoring. International branding is another key concept. Global brands like Coca-Cola, Apple, and Samsung are recognized worldwide. Building an international brand requires significant investment, but can generate enormous returns. And of course, globalization increases international competition. UK businesses now compete not just with other UK firms, but with companies from China, the USA, Germany, and beyond. This puts pressure on businesses to keep prices competitive and quality high. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. The most important thing to remember is that examiners reward application. Don't just define a term, apply it to the specific business or context in the question. If the question mentions a clothing retailer, talk about ethical sourcing of cotton. If it mentions a car manufacturer, talk about carbon emissions and environmental regulations. For evaluation questions, those asking you to assess or to what extent, you must consider both sides of the argument. For example, if asked whether a business should adopt ethical practices, you need to discuss the benefits: brand loyalty, customer trust, staff motivation, and the drawbacks: higher costs, reduced profit margins. Then, reach a clear, justified conclusion. Common mistakes candidates make include the following. First, writing general statements without linking them to the business in the question. Examiners call this knowledge without application, and it will only earn you level 1 marks. Second, forgetting to evaluate, simply listing points without weighing them up. Third, confusing ethical and environmental issues. Remember, ethics is about moral behavior towards people, while environmental issues are about the impact on the natural world. One more tip. When you see the command word explain, you need to give a reason and develop it. For example, if unemployment rises, consumers have less disposable income, which means they are likely to reduce spending on non-essential goods, leading to a fall in sales for businesses selling luxury products. That's a full explanation, because mechanism, consequence. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask 5 questions, pause the podcast after each one, and try to answer before I reveal it. Question 1. What does the term globalization mean? Answer: the process by which businesses and economies around the world become increasingly interconnected. Question 2. Give 1 example of an ethical consideration for a business. Answer: fair treatment of workers, honest marketing, or fair payment to suppliers. Any one of these. Question 3. What happens to consumer spending during a recession? Answer: it falls as unemployment rises and incomes decrease. Question 4. What is a multinational company? Answer: a business that operates in more than one country. Question 5. Name 1 way a business can reduce its environmental impact. Answer: using renewable energy, reducing packaging, cutting carbon emissions, or sourcing sustainable materials. Anyone. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you've got the basics nailed. If not, go back and review the sections you found tricky. Let's wrap up. Today we covered the 4 main external influences on business: ethical considerations, including the treatment of workers, suppliers, customers, and marketing decisions; environmental considerations, including sustainability, waste disposal, pollution, and climate change; the economic climate, focusing on how changes in consumer income and unemployment affect business decisions; and globalization, including multinational companies, business location, international branding, and international competition. Remember, in the exam, the key is to apply your knowledge to the specific business context, evaluate both sides of any argument, and always reach a clear conclusion. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.